The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Monday, August 14, 2023. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel on Sunday recalled the legacy of the historic leader of the revolution, Fidel Castro, on his 97th birthday. The president on Twitter congratulated Cuba because Fidel lives, inspires, and compels the Cuban people in the daily struggle to conquer all justice on his 97th birthday. National People's Power Assembly President Esteban Lasso tweeted that fulfilling his concept of revolution and always defending his work and legacy is a commitment to Fidel forever. Prime Minister Manuel Marrero, in turn, said that being faithful to Fidel's legacy and ideas is the best gift for the commander-in-chief. Many events are taking place nationwide to recall his legacy. All sectors of society are commemorating the date, as Fidel was not only one of the most influential politicians in the 20th and 21st centuries, but also paid attention to every aspect of development jealously. Fidel was born in Biran, a town in eastern Cuba, on August 13, 1926, and became a giant for Cuba and the world with his thoughts, actions, concepts, and ideas that marked his validity. Honduras Culture Minister Ana Adela Vélez said Cuba is not alone and also stressed her country's commitment to support Cuba to fight off imperialism. During the meeting of solidarity with Cuba, Ana Adela Vélez expressed that a sustained destabilization campaign against a people that has never attacked the U.S. is unacceptable. She alluded to the covert campaigns, sabotage, terrorism, and political destabilization that Cuba has been victim of, in addition to an insidious propaganda disinformation machine orchestrated from the United States. She added that the cause of the Cuban people is that of universal justice and assured that they are closer than ever to a palpable change born of the consciences and emerging forces of the peoples across the planet. Convinced that Fidel Castro is with us, the Cuban embassy to the United States feeded the 97th birth anniversary of the eternal leader of the Cuban Revolution. Gathered at the Cuban embassy in Washington on Friday, Cuban diplomats and relatives recalled Fidel Castro's gainful life, whose thought and work are present in every battle Cuba fights. During the ceremony, young Gabriela Castillo, on behalf of her companions, reaffirmed the commitment of loyalty to Fidel Castro. Fidel, one of the most outstanding political figures of the 20th and early 21st centuries, was convinced that all the glory of the world fits in a kernel of corn. Farmers from the Cuban province of Villa Clara donated agricultural products to the local children's hospital in tribute to the leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro, on his 97th birthday anniversary. Farmers of different productive forms of the Central Territory delivered food products to the children hospitalized at the Jose Luis Miranda Children's Hospital, several of them treated at the oncology ward. Julio Rodriguez, president of the Miguel Ángel Acevedo Cooperativa de Créditos y Servicios, told the press that among products donated were cheeses, granola bars, cookies, and fruits such as pineapple, mamey, zapote, and papaya. Rodriguez said they also delivered other foods such as pumpkin and avocados for the consumption of patients and hospital workers. There will be also a donation of jams, toys, and sheep meat to the children of the on-call hematology ward, said Sonia Sosa, a member of the National Association of Small Farmers in Villa Clara. The Honduran Minister of Culture, Ana Adela Vélez, affirmed in Tegucigalpa that Cuba is not alone and highlighted her country's commitment to accompany the island in its fight against imperialism. During the inauguration of the Third Central American Meeting of Solidarity with Cuba, the minister expressed that a sustained destabilization against a people that has never attacked U.S. soil cannot be accepted. There will be also a donation of jams, toys, and sheep meat to the children of the Oncohematology Ward, said Sonia Sosa, a member of the National Association of Small Farmers in Villa Clara. And in the international agenda, we have that more than 35,394,000 Argentinian citizens from 24 districts are voted on Sunday in the primary, open, simultaneous, and mandatory elections in which 22 formulas from 15 fronts are running. The vote is the first step to participate in the October 22 general elections, for which the candidates must win more than 1.5% of the valid votes. The Argentinians will decide in 2 months who will represent the alliances that have been formed, among which the Union for the Homeland Coalition, the Together for Change Coalition, and the far-right Liberty Advances Coalition stand out. Meanwhile, the government of El Salvador is resorting to technology to step up the fight against gangs, military sources revealed, after drones were deployed to assist the military and police personnel operating in the department of Cabañas, which helped arresting nearly 60 gang members and seizing of at least 20 assault rifles, small arms, and other smaller caliber weapons. The authorities announced the use of other resources. Last week, the Minister of Security, Gustavo Villatoro, announced the use of techniques to penetrate gang environments, a procedure that was only used in the fight against drug trafficking. According to the minister, from now on, undercover agents will also fight organized crime in El Salvador. Villatoro assured that the introduction of collaborators in covert operations is among the proposed and approved reforms of the law against organized crime. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.